So welcome once again to the Science and Non-Duality Conference. I am here with a dear heart friend and very valuable teacher on the planet today in eloquence of consciousness and the love that is the underpinning of this species and of the Earth, Rupert Spira. And so he's going to share a few words about his most recent books. But first, Rupert, welcome.
Thank you, David. Very happy to be here with you.
So you've written a number of beautiful books that inspire. And so is there one or two books that you feel especially moved to speak about for this moment?
Yes, I've written two books recently. One, The Nature of Consciousness, subtitled The Unity of Mind and Matter, and the second, Being Aware of Being Aware, which is the first in a series of books about the essence of meditation. The Nature of Consciousness is really an overview of the non-dual, the perennial non-dual understanding that underpins all the great religious and spiritual traditions. And Being Aware of Being Aware is more specifically about the essence of meditation, the process by which the mind investigates and discovers its original nature or essence, which is also the deep meaning of what is known as prayer in the Western tradition, meditation in the Eastern tradition. So the Nature of Consciousness is a broader exploration of the non-dual understanding. Being Aware of Being Aware is specifically about the mind's investigation into its own essential nature.
Beautiful. Thank you. And they're easily accessible on your website and elsewhere.
On Amazon, and yes.
Everywhere. So my specific question this morning with you, Rupert, is, do you find a heightened value or importance right now in humanity's awakening to a deeper understanding of itself in context of the world as it is today, with the many conflicts and pains of separation that are appearing so strongly in the emotionality, in the sense of enemy status or rage or fear? Does it feel like there's an extra importance? And what are your thoughts about that in context of today's world and the human story as it's unfolding today?
Yes, there are two reasons why the awakening to our true nature is essential. One, personal, and or we could say individual, and the other, collective. So the individual reason is this, that all individuals, not just individuals who are interested in spiritual matters in general or non-duality in particular, but all people, all 7 billion of us, seek happiness above all else. In fact, the only reason we seek health, wealth, relationship, intimate relationship, family, stability, etc., is because of their apparent ability to deliver happiness. It is really happiness that we seek. And it doesn't take long for an adult to discover that an external situation, activity, relationship, object, substance can never be the source of lasting peace and happiness. Sooner or later, objective experience lets us down. It cannot be relied on as a source of happiness. The perennial non-dual understanding, the understanding that underpins all the great religious and spiritual traditions, starts with the understanding that happiness resides in our own being. Everybody knows their own being. Everybody knows that they are, but not everybody knows clearly what they are. And as a result of this, the happiness that resides in the knowing of our own being is not accessible, not clearly felt by everybody. So this investigation into the nature of our self is really an investigation into the source of happiness. So for this reason, the non-dual understanding, the awakening to our true nature of pure awareness, is the discovery of the place of peace and happiness in ourselves. In other words, this non-dual understanding is the direct path to happiness. Collectively, the value of this awakening to our true nature is that when we recognize who we truly are, when we recognize the nature of our own being, we realize that our being is without limits. And being without limits, there cannot be more than one being. And being is not something that is divided up amongst all the people and objects and animals. There are not 7 billion or 7 trillion beings in existence. There is a single, unlimited, ever-present being which shines in each of our minds as the knowledge I am. In other words, the knowledge I am is our direct connection to the shared being that each of us is. The common name for this shared being is love. In other words, love is the recognition that at the deepest level we are all one. And it is this recognition that is really the only chance for world peace. This is the collective value of awakening. The only chance the world has for real peace. I don't mean a fragile peace due to various governments making alliances with each other, but lasting peace can only be found by discovering that in our essence we are all one, and any lasting peace between communities and nations must be based on that recognition.
So I allow the silence because the profundity of the presence of the deep sense of love and understanding of the depth of impact that this can have on our own personal life of finding happiness, much less collective resolution of conflicts in a way that is lasting, is a very strong sense as I listen to you and I'm with you and sensorially feel the impact of what love and the stillness and the space for hearing new answers or new ways to relate with each other. I can feel that. And so I really can only say thank you for taking this time to share your heart and your eloquence. I've always felt that about you and your work. So I will say no more except to say thank you, Rupert, for your time.
Thank you, David. Lovely to spend these brief 5 minutes with you, mm-hmm. as always.
As always.